Professor Tony. This is Michelle Officer. I am from Camarillo. That is located in Ventura County. It is about 3 hours north of San Diego. It's a small town. There's one high school in it, and pretty much everyone knows everyone, and that could be a good thing and can also be a bad thing, but for me, it was a nice experience. I've also lived in a big city like LA and Glendale and Eagle Rock, and had the opportunity to live in New York for about 3 years. And I just moved out to San Diego in January. Well, my major is biology, and the reason that I chose biology was because I've always wanted to be a doctor, so I'm pretty much a pre-med student right now, and I chose to take physics because it is a requirement for my major, but also it's going to prepare me for the MCAT. So that's why I saved physics till this semester, because I am taking my MCAT in probably April or June. And physics is a really important part to that, so it's going to help me taking this class right now, so everything is fresh in my mind. And the way that I use physics, like, in the future is, well, it's seen in everyday life. I see it in my biology and chemistry class and biochemistry, and it's just used for everything. And let me tell you about the problem solving. The purpose for it is actually to break down poems. When you read a poem, you usually have what you know. So you write down what you know, and then it's always a good thing to write down a picture, because that helps you see everything clear. And when you draw this picture, you should also give a reasoning to like what you see and what you're doing, and it just helps you understand the poem. And so when working on the poem, it's usually a good thing to write down the equations that you know, show what you're doing, and also give an explanation. And so then you have your solution, and it's where you pretty much just solve your problem, and you pretty much summarize your conclusion and what you get. And it's always good when working out these poems to be very clear, concise, and neat. Well, let me tell you about my college experience. I went to Moorpark College. It is a community college in Ventura County, and for my first semester, right out of high school, I did pretty good, but then I ended up trying to go to Santa Monica College. I lasted about a month. I was supposed to move out to Santa Monica, but my friend didn't end up coming through, and so I ended up moving back home and dropping out, so I pretty much wasted a semester there. And after that, it was really hard to get back into studying mode. And so I tried going back to Moorpark College and didn't do so well in the classes. Wanted to go out and have fun instead. And then finally I realized that I wanted to get more serious, and my dream has always been to become a doctor. So I started working on things harder and started taking the biology classes and chemistry. And then I took an anatomy class, and that's when things changed for me. Made me realize how much I wanted to be a doctor. That was like one of my favorite classes, and I aced that class no problem. So then I was like, I really need to get serious and achieve my goals that I've always had for myself. So I started working harder, and then finally got accepted to San Diego State for January for the spring semester of 06. So I ended up coming out to San Diego, and it's been a great experience, and my life is back on track right now. And what I expect from college is actually a lot of stuff. Since I've always wanted to be a doctor, you need to know a lot, and I've made lots of friends, and I've taken lots of different classes, and it helps me see things in different ways, and the chemistry and biology classes at San Diego State are really great, and the professors and the students, and it just seems that people are trying to help each other out, which is a really good thing, and it's been helping me out because working with group and with other people and just getting other people and professors' advice helps get through things easier. And that's what my experience has been. And I want to say thank you, and that's it.